Shin Tazayin, Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber says that a chaya, a wild animal, or an oif, a bird, should be shusai, that's anyway near a shus. The Mishmer explains it's like your pet. So the Mechaber says you're allowed to trap them on Shabbos. The word means to trap them. They're already near a shus. So Mishmer explains it means they're outside now. You want to get them back into the house. They're really domesticated. It's like a pet. It's already trained to come home in the evening. It will come home in the evening. It'll be easy to just pick it up and take it into the house. So if now they left the house, it's considered like they're already inside of them. They're already trapped in your rishus. There's no tzedah in directing them back into the house. Mishnah Berurah says you cannot take them by hand because of a technical problem that animals are muksa, balichai are muksa on Shabbos. But you can encourage them and be rid of them, and send them in the direction that they should go into the house and close the door in front of them. Zalk the Mechaber, this is only if right now they're not rebelling against you. But if they're murdered, if right now they're rebelling and trying to run wild, then it's us to trap them. It's us to trap them, certainly us to grab them, even if they're outside in the courtyard. As long as the chotzer is big enough that if they would not be domesticated and they would not be pets, they would attack any trap to trap them, then even if they are domesticated, and presumably evening they will still come home at night and they'll stop being murdered, they'll stop rebelling against you. But since right now they are rebelling against you, they don't want to go in, and the chutz is big enough that it does give off the impression of tzedah, of trapping for anybody who passes by now and sees. Therefore, this at least is a tzedah midrabbanan. Now, the Rama argues in the Mechaber, and says that a chayiv oiv that's in your rishus, it's also to trap it. You're not allowed to trap it, even though really it's your pet, and its tendency is to come home in the evening. The Rama says someone does trap them, he's not chayiv, it's patar aval aser. It'll be an isidra banan. But there is this Isra'ban of trapping them when they're outside, or they're inside in a big enough room that they would pass to have the Isra of Tzedah. They won't be able to reach them in one lurch. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Achrayim passing like the Rama. The truth is in Bir Halacha, he brings a lot of Rishonim about the topic, but it does come out that most Rishonim hold like the Rama. That's also a trap, a Chayiv Oiv Sheber Rishusai, a Chayiv Oiv that's your pet that's currently outside and not coming on its own. That's even if it's not rebelling right now. The Mishnah Berurah now discusses various cases of some birds. Has birds, pet birds, and they go outside and afraid they're going to be stolen. Not that they fly when they own, he's afraid someone's going to steal them. So certainly he cannot grab them with his hands. He probably has a muksa problem. But if little kids trap them to get them to come in, that's fine. He doesn't have to be meich, does not have to protest. He can keep his mouth shut and let the little kids trap them and send them in. Also, Chayyadim says that he could tell a guy to trap them, bring them in. Because since we're dealing only with the Rabban, the issue of here at most, and Amir Lakham is also the Rabban, the question of Hepsi, of losing his birds, is mutter. Also, he can stand in front of the bird to block it that it shouldn't fly away. Even though now it's going to turn around and fly back into the house, he's not trapping and sending into the house. If he just blocks it, it shouldn't fly in a different direction, and that's going to cause it on its own to go back. That's good enough. The Magen Avraham brings the shame that Aguda, Sefer Aguda, that he could push the bird a little bit from behind in order to get it to go into the house. As long as the house is big enough, that there's no Isser Tzeda of getting it to go into the house, because the house is big enough, they wouldn't be able to catch an animal or bird there in one lurch, so it's not real tzedah, and you can push the bird from behind a little bit to get it to go into the house. The Chayyadim writes that the derech of this bird is that the minute you touch it, right away it listens and it follows instructions, never to chase after it. There's no iser tzedah with a bachlal. We're talking about a domesticated bird, it's like a pet, and it's an easy one. The minute you touch it, it just follows instructions, it goes into the house, and there's no iser tzedah with a bachlal, not the reis, not the rabbanan in any which way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also discusses if you have birds in the house, and the house is big enough that you would not be able to catch a bird there in one jump, in one lurch, in one shechia. So over there it's Mechusar Tzedah, and now you want to go into the bird cage, which is a small area. So that's the problem of Tzedah, to get it to go from the house into the cage. Now, if the only reason why I want to go into the cage is that it should not do damage to the house, it should not be mazik the house, then he says it's possible there's room to make them. What about new birds that are not trained yet? You just bought these birds, they're not trained yet how to act in the house and to go inside at the right time. Then there's a real issue of tzedah with them. It's a regular tzedah. It's considered they're not nitzayin v'ayimdom yet. You just bought them and they're not trained yet. If they go by themselves into the bird cage, you can't even close the door to the cage. By closing the door of the cage, you're trapping them as well. So that would be an issue of tzedah. Because they're not trained yet, they do not have a din yet of chayiv v'ayiv sheber shusai. Even chayiv v'ayiv sheber shusai, we said the maz machmer that you can't trap them. But if it's new and they're not trained at all, then it's more chomer. And even if they go by themselves into the cage, you can't even close the door of the cage because this is considered the trapping of them.